Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today, coming to you from Kenya today. And we're having a bit of a rainy spell again. We're moving out of the dry season back into the season of short rains. And so I believe it's going to be a time of some rain. And so things are going well here in Kenya. They have opened up the country a little bit. For freedom of movement and also freedom of gathering in churches. So we can have a church service with up to 100 people in the church, and we still have to keep social distance and masks and all that, hand washing, but at least we're moving in the right direction. And so this week will be the first legal church service in our new church, and I'm really thrilled about that. The beautiful church that we have built, the Lord's people have built, is going to be a memorial and a stronghold in the village of Makunda that will be a place of gathering for the Lord's people in a predominantly Muslim area. And so God has blessed me, God has blessed the church people, God has blessed the body of Christ with this beautiful building. And so I invite all of you to come to Kenya someday. You can come and have worship with us, encourage us, and bring your friends over to Kenya, and we will welcome you with the love that Jesus Christ has given us and the love that the people of Kenya have for the body of Christ. Well, last week I preached a message from the Potter's House, that is chapter 18 in Jeremiah, and the Lord tells Jeremiah to go down to the Potter's House and watch the potter make a vessel or make a pot on his wheel, and then the Lord has the potter to destroy the vessel, and then the Lord starts to teach about how he can raise nations up and how he can take nations down, how he can restore them, he can tear them down. Everything is in the sovereign God's hands. He is capable to do all that he says he can do. And so we take up today, because the Lord has given me a burden for this message, for the body of Christ, and for the nation at large. The Lord has given me a burden because I believe there is perilous times coming, not just from reading God's word, but from visions and dreams the Lord has given me, and from my experience in dealing with those types of things, and the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, those types of spiritual gifts. And so I'm going to be preaching again from this same chapter today. And beloved, I want to be able to tell you that there are perilous times coming. But for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, he will provide, he will protect, and he will give us the provision that we need. He will put us in networks with the people that we need. And so even though there are perilous times coming, I believe the Lord's people are going to be comforted. I believe the Lord's people are going to be protected and watched over and guided. And so that is the message of hope that we have in knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Well, in Jeremiah 18:9, the Lord says to Jeremiah, "And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build up and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent." Or in other words, God says, I will turn away or repent of the good with which I will benefit it. And so he's saying, if I speak over a nation and I've spoken blessings, which I know the Lord has spoken blessings over the United States of America, there's no doubt that we are the most blessed nation on the earth materially and spiritually and physically, outside of probably the nation of Israel. We are the most blessed nation on the face of the earth. And so God has spoken blessings over us many, many times. God has preserved the United States of America through wars and through all kinds of calamity, through earthquakes, through tornadoes, through Hurricane Katrina. God has continued to bless this nation. And so, but it says in verse 10, if they do evil in my sight, so it does not obey my voice, then I will relent or turn away from the good with which I will benefit it. Now, therefore, verse 11, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Well, beloved, that is not a good word. I believe that is a word that God not only spoke to the nation of Israel, and he carried out that evil plan, that disaster that he devised against the nation of Israel, but I also see God now getting to the point where he is devising an evil plan against the United States of America. And for some of you who don't understand the ways of God, you may say, well, that's impossible. God is a God of good, God is a God of love, and God can't devise evil plans. Well, beloved, that isn't the totality, that isn't the whole picture of God. Yes, God is a God of love, he is a God of restoration, he is a God of mercy, he is a God of grace, he is a God of loving kindness and great patience. There are things that you can say about God that you can't say enough about God, about what a great and patient and awesome God he is, but that is not the totality of who God is. And if you don't believe God can devise an evil plan and fashion a disaster against a nation, I urge you to read through the whole book of Jeremiah. I urge you to read through the book of Lamentations. If you don't have the patience to read through the whole book of Jeremiah, read through the book of Lamentations. It's just a few chapters. And beloved, your heart will weep. Your eyes will weep. The tears will flow from you when you see that God took the nation of Israel and basically dismantled that nation and plucked it up and destroyed it. The apple of his eye, his very own child, his bride, his wife, he took that nation and destroyed it and brought the enemies of that nation in and allowed the despicable, hateful enemies of that nation to come in and dismantle and carry away the children of Israel captive, first to the north to Assyria, the northern kingdom of Israel. The 10 tribes of Israel were carried off to Assyria, and then the tribes of Benjamin and Judah were carried off by the nation of Babylon. So the latter part of verse 11 there says, return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Well, the prophets in America have been crying out for many years now. The prophets have been saying, return from your evil ways. And people have largely ignored the word of the prophets. The people have largely ignored the word of the pastors and the preachers and the messengers that God has sent. And so there is no turning. I don't see any turning. Maybe occasionally people turn on an individual basis, but I don't see any large-scale revival happening in America. I don't see any large-scale repentance or turning from the evil ways and people making their doings good or having a desire to make their ways good. In fact, I see just the opposite happening. And for those of you and those of us who are law-abiding citizens and love the Lord Jesus and love to keep his commandments and keep his precepts and his statutes, I believe that what we see is a turning even more to evil. I believe what we see is a turning towards anarchy, a turning towards great distress and perilous times coming here in America. And I don't say that lightly. I'd much rather preach about peace and love and hope and all the great positive attributes, the loving attributes of God. But God has given me a prophetic mantle and a mantle to warn people, a mantle to give people the harsh news, the bad news at times, but in the long run, when people turn from their evil ways, in the long run, and they make their doings good, well, then the Lord continues to bless the nation. But again, I don't see that happening in America. And those of us who are law-abiding and those of us who love the Lord, we say, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why can't we just go back to the days when people were satisfied with their life? Why can't we just go back to the days when people were honest and were watching Leave It to Beaver on the TV and the Ed Sullivan Show. Why can't we just go back to those days when America was wholesome and pure and the Ten Commandments were hanging in the courthouse and the Ten Commandments were hanging in the halls of the schools and we could pray with openness anywhere we go? Well, beloved, we're not going back to those days. The days of birth pangs, the days of sorrows are here. And even though it seems like a bad dream, even this coronavirus seems like a bad dream, how can we be going through this in the world when we have the greatest technology, the greatest medicine, the greatest hospitals? How can we be going through this? Beloved, what is coming is just going to be more continuation of the new normal, that the coronavirus kicked in and the riots and all of that kicked in. We're going to be seeing more of that. And people responded in Jeremiah's day, and they said, we're going to do according to our own plans. We're going to walk according to our way and our own plans. Well, beloved, that is where we are in America today. People are going to walk according to their own plans. They're not going to receive the counsel of the Lord. They're not going to receive the good plans of the Lord. The devil has made great inroads into the families and into the people of the United States of America. And so the people are not going to relent. They're not going to repent. They're not going to return to the good ways of the Lord. Even though most people have an idea or an inkling, and some have even walked closely with the Lord, but many people have gone astray. Many people are in rebellion. And so that was the case with the people of Israel when Jeremiah said to them, if you will return and turn away from your evil way, if you will return to the Lord and make your ways good, then the Lord will relent from the disaster and the plan that he has against you. And this is their response in verse 12. And they said, that is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plans, and we will everyone obey the dictates of his evil heart. Or in other words, their stubbornness and their imagination was going to guide them, and their own plan for their life. Everyone has a plan for his life. Everyone thinks what he's doing is right. There's a way that seems right to a man, the Proverbs tells us, but in the end it leads to death. That's where we are in America today. Those who have their own plan for their life, there are many who are fashioning disaster and courting disaster. There are many who the devil has taken into places that is far away from the plans of the Lord for the U.S. And so they said, that plan, Jeremiah, that you've given us, that plan is hopeless. We will walk according to our own plans, and we will everyone obey the dictates of his own evil heart. Well, what about the evil heart? Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. And so, beloved, the human heart is an organ that pumps blood, but more than that, it is a center of passion. It is a center of desire. It is a center, along with the mind and the soul, it is a center of the soulish behavior of the people. And so the human heart can direct people with passion in a passionate way, away from the Lord. It can direct people into all kinds of disaster, into all kinds of calamity, into all kinds of chaos and anarchy. And people even can think that they're doing the right thing. They think that they can be blessed for doing what they're doing because they may be convinced in their mind that they're carrying out the will of God. If you look in the Old Testament, that was the case with the people of Israel. God instructed them over and over and over, and he sent kings to bless them, but many times they raised up kings amongst themselves that did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And so the human heart is deceitful, and it is very wicked, and who can know it? Well, I can tell you that God can know it. God knows it. He knows your heart. He knows everything that you're doing. He knows you're coming in and you're going out. He knows the thoughts that you have, and he knows the motives behind your thoughts. And so, beloved, if your human heart is deceiving you, you need to come to the Lord. If your human heart is tricking you, you need to come to the Lord. You need to spend more time in prayer. You need to spend more time in meditation on God's Word and reading God's Word. And when you read God's Word, it has a way to purify your heart. Beloved, the Word of God is quick and powerful. Quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder the soul and the spirit, the bones and the marrow, even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you spend time in God's Word, it will give you peace. It will give you joy. When you spend time in God's Word, the evil thoughts and intents of your heart are exposed, and they can be cut away from your soul. And they can be cut away, and your soul can be restored and purified. And when you spend time in God's Word, then you will move closer to the Lord. Well, God said to Jeremiah, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Well, people out there who are in rebellion to God, people who are preaching chaos and calamity and division and hatred, and people that are carrying out those acts in mob violence, they think that God doesn't see them. They don't even probably reflect on that. They probably don't even meditate on the fact that somebody is watching them. Maybe video camera is watching them, maybe not. The police in many cases have backed off. They don't want to deal with it. The politicians in many of the cities in America, they don't want to deal with the chaos. But God sees the action of every single people, and not even in relation to anarchy and chaos. If you're doing something and you think nobody sees you, beloved, God sees you. He sees every thought and intent. He knows every thought and intent of your heart, and so you are going to reap what you sow, and you are going to have the bounty of what you're sowing, and it will come to you in due time. If not on this earth, if not in your earthly walk, it will come to you at the judgment at the end of your life. Well, what about the law of reaping and sowing? What does God say about that? Galatians 6:7, God says through Paul in the book of Galatians, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And so, beloved, the people who have no love in their heart for their fellow man, the people who want to destroy their city, destroy their community, destroy other people. They have hatred in their heart, no matter what color of skin. They have hatred in their heart, and it's not just certain people that have racism in their heart. There are people of all tribes and colors and tongues that have racism and hatred in their heart. And so God says, when you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You're going to reap destruction. Corruption is another word for destruction or decay. And for those who sow to the Spirit, you will reap of the Spirit everlasting life. You will reap love. When you sow love, you're going to reap love. When you sow mercy and kindness, you're going to reap mercy and kindness. When you sow into the work of the kingdom of God, whether it's through your church, through missionaries, through preachers, whatever way it is that you sow, when you sow into that, you're going to reap the blessing that comes from promoting the kingdom of God. When you sow into a missionary, you're going to reap the blessings that come from what that missionary is doing to promote the kingdom of God in the life of people, wherever he's ministering. And so when you sow to corruption, beloved, you're going to reap corruption, and you're going to have a struggle. You're going to have chaos in your heart. You're going to have turmoil in your life. And that is where we are in America. We have sowed to corruption in many ways. And so now God says that we are reaping what we have sown, and it is not going to be pretty. It is not going to be pleasant. Well, the whirlwind is coming. Beloved, I told you last week that God gave me a dream in 2015 that the whirlwind is coming, and we've seen bits and pieces of it, but I believe the worst is yet to come. And Jeremiah 23:19, behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. Well, beloved, you're going to understand it when you get to heaven, or you will understand it when you get to hell. Either way, whatever your final resting place is going to be. But when the anger of the Lord is executed and he performs the decrees and the thoughts and intents of his heart, when he performs those over a nation to pluck it up or to destroy it, then you will understand that, because God will not turn back once he declares and decrees that certain things are going to happen. Then that will not turn back, and God will execute and God will perform the thoughts of his heart. Well, I told you last week that I believe the whirlwind, or what God was showing me about the whirlwind coming in 2015, had to do with the Supreme Court decision that allowed and consented to homosexual marriage here in America. And so the whirlwind was set off by that decision by the Supreme Court, and there's been nothing to go back. In fact, it's been even worse since then, because now all states in the United States have been made to incorporate this into their civil law. And then, in addition to that, the shedding of the innocent blood has also caused God to devise a plan to bring America under judgment. Jeremiah 19, verse 4, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they, their fathers, nor the kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. Verse 5, they have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons and daughters with fire, for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it ever come into my mind. That is the Lord speaking to the nation of Israel, the nations also of Judah and Benjamin, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. And the Lord said, they have built the high places of Baal, they have shed the innocent's blood, they have burnt the bodies of their children to the offerings of Baal. And so we do the very same thing in America. We have shed 60 million innocents' blood since 1973. We have burnt our children in the incinerators. And God says, enough is enough. I cannot listen to the cries of the blood of the innocents as it cries out to me from the land any longer. Well, people have been saying, wake up, America, wake up, America, for many years now. The prophets are crying out, the preachers are crying out, and yet America seems to be hell-bent on going in the direction they're going. And so when you see things coming in the days ahead that look like God is behind a disaster that has been fashioned for America, you know that this is the reason why. Well, beloved, I pray that you take this message to heart, that you repent, get down on your knees, cry out to the God that can save us, cry out to the God that can heal us, cry out to the God that can heal our land and restore us, because that is the only solution now that is going to work and is going to save us from the predicament that we are in. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. I thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for the many years and all the people that have supported us, have prayed for us, and sent provision in, not just for the radio broadcast, but for the projects that we have going here in Africa, the children's home, the beautiful church we have built, and the crusades. And I thank the Lord for all of that. You can be part of that. You can help to promote the kingdom of God here in Africa. And I pray that you would do that. You would consider that today. sit down, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, let us know you appreciate these broadcasts, and you will be blessed. If you have not picked up a copy of the book, Prophecies for America, I pray that you do that. You can get it at Amazon.com or send us a donation. We'll send you a book, Prophecies for America. It speaks to the times and the seasons we are in here today. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.